tuning in. This show is about a real revolution to overthrow this whole system of capitalism, imperialism, and bring a fundamentally different and far better world into being.
On this show, we follow and we promote the leadership of Bob Avakian, because he is the only leader in this country who is even talking about making a real revolution. Bob Avakian is the only one with a strategy for revolution, a blueprint for a whole new liberating society, a deeply scientific approach that everyone can take up. And Bob Avakian is the only one providing leadership to make this revolution real in this time. He brings all this alive and breaks it down for you in his social media messages coming out regularly at Bob Avakian Official. And another thing about Bob Avakian, and you'll see this in today's episode, he never shies away from seeking the truth and fighting for the truth, even when it means that some people are going to come after him for it.
Later in today's show, we're going to talk about the BEB debate between MAGA fascist Trump and war crimes Kamala Harris. BEB, that's bourgeois electoral bullshit. So stay tuned.
But the heart of today's show is going to be getting into what Bob Avakian is doing in a recent social media dispatch, Revolution number 73, called Black People Hating on Immigrants, Nonsense and Worse, from people who should know better. In recent episodes, we've reported on how this social media dispatch from Bob Avakian has touched off a shitstorm of controversy online and in Chicago, where the RevCom Corps for the Emancipation of Humanity has been taking this out and contending with it. We're going to tell the story of this controversy, including how a bunch of reactionary fools started oinking out all kinds of lies and slanders against Bob Avakian and even tried to violently shut down the program that the RevComs held in Chicago this past Sunday to dig into BA's words, an attack that was rebuffed, I should add. We're going to bring you footage from that program where members of the RevCom Corps cut through a lot of bullshit and confusion and dug into the important substance that Bob Avakian is bringing in his message 73. And we're going to set the record straight on who Bob Avakian is and why everyone who hates oppression and degradation, everyone who wants a better future for Black people, for immigrants, and for humanity as a whole, everyone who is sick and tired of people being treated as less than human, everyone like this needs to deeply engage, actively follow, and fiercely defend Bob Avakian, a truly unique and extraordinary revolutionary leader.
So we're going to start with a social media post from Leo from the RevCom Corps for the Emancipation of Humanity.
I'm Leo with the RevCom Corps for the Emancipation of Humanity here in Chicago. And I'm here to set the record straight on at Bob Avakian Official Dispatch number 73, titled Black People Hating on Immigrants, Nonsense and Worse from People Who Should Know Better. Now, there's been a lot of lies, slander, and confusion being spread around online. Even some Black Trump supporters attacking the meeting that we had about this past Sunday. Claiming Bob Avakian is a racist. It's the most ridiculous I've ever heard. Let's listen to what Bob Avakian actually says in this dispatch. It is this system that has put Black people through hell for centuries and is still putting Black people through hell. And it is this system of capitalism imperialism that is putting masses of immigrants through hell, making life unlivable for tens of millions throughout the world, forcing them to leave their homes and homelands in desperate search of a decent life, and then to be exploited, discriminated against if they make it to the country most responsible for their miserable situation. This country, the imperialist USA. Instead of being played to hate on and fight against each other, all people who are oppressed, exploited, misused, abused, tormented, and terrorized under this system, and all people who really care about justice need to unite to rise up against and put an end to this system that is the cause of all this madness, injustice, and atrocity. Now tell me what's racist about that. What's racist about calling on people to not fall for the ruler's divide and conquer scheme, but to get organized for a revolution so we can all get free? Bob Avakian a racist? What a joke, a bad joke. Since these immigrant-hating MAGA morons don't have any substance to back up their bullshit accusations, they tried to shut down our meeting that we had this past weekend on Bob Avakian Official number 73 dispatch. They didn't raise their hand and disagree with what Bob Avakian was actually saying, which they were welcome to do. Instead, they disrupted and violently attacked people in the room. Get In the face of this, we RevCons together with others did not allow this attack to go down, and we escorted these Trump fools out.
MAGA Trump supporters, get out! MAGA Trump supporters, get out!
And held a successful discussion. It was a lively program where people spoke passionately in agreement and sharp disagreement. And through the course of this discussion, people got more clarity on what it will actually take to break people out of the bullshit ways of thinking and put an end to this oppression. That's not the kind of future that this genocidal racist Donald Trump and his MAGA maniacs are fighting for. They're fighting for a future where debate and dissent is crushed as violently as they deem necessary. As for Bob Avakian and the RevComs he leads, we're fighting for a world where discussion and debate is not only allowed, but it's encouraged and fostered. As a key part of getting to the truth in an emancipating society where people would actually want to live. With that being said, I'll end with this. If you don't want to sound like the rabid white racist, and you want to put an end to the madness that black people and immigrants are being put through, we're getting organized for a real revolution to get this system off all our backs and bring that world into being. And if you go to @BobAvakianOfficial and listen to what he actually says, you'll find out how this revolution is possible right in this time that we're living in now. Follow @BobAvakianOfficial and join the RevCom Corps for the emancipation of humanity.
That violent mob assault on the Revolution Center by black MAGA fascists and extremely narrow, backwards-looking black nationalists was very serious. And it's a very good thing and a very important thing that the RevComs there and others at the program stood firm in the face of it and compelled them to leave, and that they held a successful program. Before we go further and share some of that program with you, we want to play the full message, number 73, from Bob Avakian.
Bob Avakian, revolution, number 73. Black people hating on immigrants. Nonsense and worse from people who should know better. One of the most maddening and heartbreaking things these days is to hear black people who have suffered so terribly under this system hating on immigrants, talking about how immigrants are supposedly taking jobs and resources that should go to black people and ruining neighborhoods where black people have lived for generations. When I hear this, I can't help thinking about what happened when the mass migration of black people from the South took place beginning after World War I, a century ago. Coming into the cities in the North, black people were repeatedly and viciously attacked by racist white mobs, claiming that black people were taking jobs from white people, that black people were ruining the cities and just refusing to stay in their place. Sound familiar? The same thing happened after World War II, in the 1950s and 1960s, when black people were moving into segregated all-white neighborhoods or going to previously all-white schools, and they were often viciously, violently attacked by racist white mobs. Even as, on the other hand, many white people were actively taking part in the fight against segregation, discrimination, and racist oppression overall. And today, especially with the Trumpite MAGA fascists, we see open, aggressive racism against black people and against immigrants from what Trump has called shithole countries. And you know what that means. You know he doesn't mean Norway. So I have a question for any black people today who are caught up in this hating on immigrants. Do you really want to be like the rabid white racists? Or do you want to put an end to this madness that you and the immigrants are being put through? It is this system that has put black people through hell for centuries and is still putting black people through hell. And it is this system of capitalism imperialism that is putting masses of immigrants through hell, making life unlivable for tens of millions throughout the world, forcing them to leave their homes and homelands in a desperate search for a decent life. And then be exploited and discriminated against if they make it to the country most responsible for their miserable situation. This country, the imperialist USA. Instead of being played to hate on and fight against each other, all the people who are oppressed, exploited, misused, abused, tormented, and terrorized under this system, and all people who really care about justice, need to unite to rise up against and put an end to this system that is the cause of all this madness, injustice, and atrocity. We are living in a time when it is possible to carry out a revolution that can put an end to this system and bring into being a radically different and much better system where the fundamental needs and the highest aspirations of people for an emancipating, uplifting way to live can become a reality. All the outrage that people feel and all the hope and striving for a better way needs to be dedicated to and focused on working to bring about that emancipating revolution.
So that sets the stage. Now we want to return to the program in Chicago where this message was being discussed. We're going to start with the opening remarks from Rafael Cadaris and then Carl Dix, right after they had properly expelled the MAGA fascist mob, cleaned up the room, and brought the program to order for a second time.
Thanks, Leo. I want to say one other thing about those people that came to disrupt the event. They were passing out this pamphlet, Emancipation Reclamation, the little-known story about how simply reducing immigration cleared the way for four decades of the greatest African-American advances in U.S. history. What four decades do you think they're talking about? 1924 to 1965. Exactly the year 1924 when the U.S. passed the most racist anti-immigrant bill ever. It said only Northern Europeans could come. No Eastern Europeans, no Jews, no Italians, no black people certainly, no Latin Americans. And think about it. What was going on in the 1920s in this country? The 30s, the 40s, the 50s, and 60s. What was going on? What were black people having to deal with in this country during those decades? Jim Crow, lynching after lynching after lynching. That was the best four decades, according to them? Yeah. The woman in the back had the Make America Great Again hat. I was going to ask her to hold it up and ask her, when was America great? When was America great? The answer, never. So we are the RevCom Corps for the Emancipation of Humanity. Yeah. We are serious about an actual revolution to overthrow this system of capitalism, imperialism, this system that has been a hell for black people, this system that is still a hell for black people, for women, for immigrants, for people all over the world. Look at what this system is doing to our brothers and sisters in Palestine right now, fully backed by the United States. Democrats and Republicans giving Israel the bombs to murder little children. We need a revolution to get rid of this system. If you look on the wall up here, you see the five stops. Stop the police murder and mass incarceration of black people. Stop the degradation of women. Stop capitalism from destroying the environment. Stop these imperialist wars. Stop the demonization and persecution of immigrants. All of this comes from a system. That system has a name. Capitalism, imperialism. The only way you're going to stop any of this is by overthrowing this system. Real revolution. And I want to tell you, when we talk about revolution, we're not talking about changing the faces. We're not talking about Barack Obama, the first black president, or Kamala Harris, the first black woman president, South Asian president. No. We are talking about overthrowing this capitalist imperialist system, completely defeating, dismantling, and abolishing all its institutions, including, yes, it's armed, the institutions they use to enforce this system, their police, their military, and replacing it with a whole different system. This is the Constitution for the new socialist republic in North America, written by the revolutionary leader Bob Avakian. This is a radically different constitution from the U.S. Constitution, which was written by slave owners and which is still used to enforce vicious oppression here and all over the world. This is what we want to put into place day one after a revolution. A whole new economic system that puts the needs of the people and protection of the environment first, not the profit of a handful of capitalist parasites. A whole different legal system, a whole different political system, a government that actually backs up the people in fighting to end all this oppression and exploitation. And I'm going to tell you, you are not going to get this current government to give any sort of meaningful reparations to black people, to redress the wrongs, terrible wrongs that have been done to black people for hundreds of years. You will never get the U.S. government to give any meaningful redress for that. But in a new socialist republic in North America, we could dedicate resources, money, people power to actually overcoming that terrible legacy, lifting the bottom up first, but also creating an atmosphere where people can discuss and debate ideas, which clearly these people out here were not interested in. But it is very much what the new communism that Bob Avakian is arguing for is all about. We want an atmosphere where people can disagree, where people can express their ideas, even when we have power. Even when we have power, we're not gonna, Bob Avakian says, we're not gonna put a gun at people's backs and force march them to communism, make everyone agree with us. No, we want an atmosphere where people can discuss and debate ideas, because that's how we all learn. So this is the revolution that we're all about. And I wanna challenge everyone. Look, we are not in normal times right now. You see kind of what's going on with this Trump MAGA fascism on the rise in this country. We are not in normal times, and this is not going to be a normal election. Bob Avakian has said straight up, we're in a rare time when revolution actually becomes more possible, because the people in power are at each other's throats in a way we haven't seen since the Civil War. Democrats versus Republicans. This is not going to be a normal election. They're getting organized. We got to get organized. We got to get our people together. Everything that the RevCom Corps is doing right now is about getting the thousands ready so that we can lead the millions when it comes down to it to actually overthrow this system and bring something much better into being. I want everyone coming out of today, if you're not already following the revolutionary leader Bob Avakian, I want to challenge you to follow him on social media. At Bob Avakian Official. Because look, they got their leaders. They got fascist Trump. They got killer Kamala. Bob Avakian said it straight up. Now is not the time to get behind one oppressor or another. Now is the time to seize on these divisions to overthrow their whole system. Stop following these bourgeois politicians. Start following revolutionary leadership. No one else is even talking about a real revolution like Bob Avakian is. And the other thing I want to call on everyone here before you go home, seriously consider working with the RevCom Corps for the Emancipation of Humanity. And think about whether this is what you want to do with your life. What else is really worth living by and fighting for than something that could actually lift the boot of this system off the necks of people here and all over the world? Real revolution.
In 1970, he was one of the six U.S. soldiers who refused to go to Vietnam. In 1996, he initiated the October 22nd National Day of Protest against police brutality, repression, and criminalization of a generation. In 2011, he co-founded the Stop Mass Incarceration Network and initiated the civil disobedience campaign to stop and frisk. Here's Carl Dix.
Okay, I want to thank Leo for that introduction. And look, I got a few things to say here. We've been taking this dispatch number 73 from at Bob Avakian Official out here in Chicago, out on the South Side, out in Hyde Park, and other places. This is a powerful message. It's titled, Black People Hating on Immigrants, Nonsense and Worse, from people who should know better. this message, this dispatch, pulls the cover off of a divide and conquer game that this system is bringing down on people. And this is important. Getting it out there has raised the sights of some. It stirred up a whole lot of controversy. And as you can see by what happened here earlier today, it also kicked off a lot of bull. So we got to get into this. We got to talk about it. Some people have even said, after basically looking at the title of it, now I know what BA really thinks about black people. Yes, Baba Vakian, BA. Well, if you want to know what Baba Vakian really thinks about black people, I'm going to read you a statement that concentrates his approach to this. This is from Baba Vakian. There is a potential for something of unprecedented beauty to arise out of unspeakable ugliness. Black people playing a crucial role in putting an end at long last to this system which has for so long not just exploited and dehumanized, terrorized and tormented them in a thousand ways. Putting an end to this in the only way it can be done. By fighting to emancipate humanity, to put an end to the long night in which human society has been divided into masters and slaves, and the masses of humanity have been lashed, beaten, raped, slaughtered, shackled, and shrouded in ignorance and misery. That's from Baba Vakian. Look, Baba Vakian is somebody who's been fighting injustice for 60 years. He'd been out there, long distance runner, as some people would call him. He was involved in the anti-war movement of the 1960s. He worked closely with the Black Panther Party in that period. And when the movements of that period were unable to continue and weather the repression and everything that came at them, Avakian continued to work at this, digging very deeply at, well, what's the real problem and what's the solution to that problem? And through that process, he became a revolutionary and a communist, someone who has worked for decades for the liberation of black people as part of emancipating all of humanity in the only way that that can really be done, and that's through a real revolution. Baba Vakian knows the horrors that black people have been forced to endure by this capitalist imperialist system. And he also understands the revolutionary potential that that experience of suffering together with the resistance of suffering has built for, has made possible for black people. And because he understands the potential for black people to play this important role in getting rid of this system, he has worked for decades to break people out of the bullshit ways of thinking that stand between them and getting involved in the revolution. Now, some people, upon seeing the title of this statement and finding out who it was written by, said, well, why should I follow Baba Vakian? He's a white guy and an old one at that. Well, let me tell you this about criteria for leadership. The criteria for leadership is not race or nationality. It's not age. It's not gender or sexual orientation. You need to follow a leader who is leading things in the way that humanity needs. Now, if what you want is you want a better share of the plunder that this system squeezes out of people all around the world and in this country, or if you just want to make some surface changes, get a different color leader, get a bill passed here or like that, Baba Vakian ain't the leader for you. Baba Vakian is heart and soul and hardcore for revolution. He's the only leader today who is really out here talking about revolution, but even more than that, working to seize the opportunity to make a revolution, an opportunity that is being brought before society by the vicious infighting at the top between the fascist Republicans and war criminal Democrats that Raphael talked about. Avakian also says everybody has the right and the responsibility to tell the truth and the right and responsibility to act on that truth. So look, if you're somebody who really wants to see these horrors ended once and for all, then you need to get with, connect with this leader, Bob Avakian. Register for the, sign up for Bob Avakian at Bob Avakian Official and listen to his dispatches as they come out. Because this is real-time leadership for revolution in this country at this time.
Now, I want to say a few words about the outrageous and the ignorant bullshit that's being spread by a bunch of moronic black MAGA fascists and some extremely narrow American chauvinist black nationalists. These fools are spreading lies that Bob Avakian is some kind of racist. And these attacks have gone viral with millions of views in the internet echo chamber of fascists, but with reach into broader sections of people. Now, it does tell you something about their utter lack of credibility that this is being spread by outright MAGA fascists and supporters of Donald Trump, an openly genocidal racist. But as ridiculous as all this is, it's also serious, because this kind of can lay the groundwork for dangerous attacks, attempting to unleash all kinds of ugly slander and character assassination against Bob Avakian and the RevComs. And you saw a taste of this in the physical assault from these fascists on the RevCom Center in Chicago last week. Now, speaking directly to the ludicrous lie that Bob Avakian is some kind of racist, no, no f***ing way. You want to know the truth of it? Bob Avakian, with his whole heart and soul, with his intellect and his unparalleled revolutionary leadership, has put himself to how humanity here and all over the world are going to get free. And as part of that, Bob Avakian has been the most consistent champion of black people's fundamental interests over the last six decades in this country. Interests not for getting in on this system of capitalism imperialism, not for a few more black faces in high places, but for getting rid of this system. Who else besides Bob Avakian has not just never given up on the revolutionary hopes that burned in the 1960s here and around the world, but incorporated the precious lessons of those times to advance on the revolutionary road, to forge a strategy for and a whole new and much more liberating vision of revolution? Who else besides Bob Avakian has not just never stopped analyzing the deep roots of black people's oppression in America, poured into the foundation of capitalism, but sees how this is linked together with other forms of oppression, including the patriarchal oppression of women, people around the world, and yes, immigrants? Bob Avakian has been decisive in calling for uniting all who can be united in the struggle against the oppression of black people, from fighting to stop the execution of the Black Panther Party leader Huey Newton in the 1960s, to the bombing and the massacre of the Move House in Philadelphia in the 1980s, to the genocide of police murder and mass incarceration in the 1990s through to today. And Bob Avakian has struggled to break people from the mental chains of this system, from Christianity to Islam, from the patriarchy, the me, 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 and money, money, money. BA puts it straight up. Learn to live in chains, bow down to those enforcing the chains, boast about and sing praises to the chains, or break all the chains. Those are the choices. Who else besides Bob Avakian has written a constitution for the new socialist republic in North America, a concrete vision and blueprint for a liberating society where the masses of people can move together to uproot the centuries-long oppression woven into the economic, the political, the social structures of capitalism imperialism? Who struggles hard for revolution to not be about revenge? Who recognizes the role of the masses of oppressed themselves in moving not just to end their own oppression, but do so as part of ending all oppression. To echo what Carl just said, if you want to be condescended or kowtowed to, Bob Avakian is not your guy. If you want someone who pities you or just feels sorry for you, you're going to have to look somewhere else. But if you want to get free, if you want humanity to get free badly enough to have your thinking challenged, even if it takes you outside of your comfort zone, then there is no one else who comes even close to Bob Avakian on the level of heart, on the level of science, or in his refusal to back down or give up on what it will take to get all of humanity, including, yes, Black people, all the way emancipated. Now, don't take my word for it, and certainly don't take the word of a bunch of lying MAGA fascists or even some fake socialists or woke hustlers. Go to the source. Watch the interviews with Bob Avakian on this, the RNL Revolution Nothing Less show. Go to Bob Avakian Official on all social media platforms. Hear what he's saying for yourself. Dig into what he's putting forward about what humanity needs. Now, as you're getting into all this, we need to confront something serious. This country has a blood-soaked history when it comes to revolutionary leaders. And protecting and defending Bob Avakian is a world historic responsibility that's bound up with waging the fight for liberation. So everyone with a heart needs to raise their voice right now. No one should be allowed to to slander, to lie about this revolutionary leader. And whether you agree with all of what he's saying or not, you're responsible to set the record straight about who Bob Avakian is and what he's actually saying. And you're responsible to be part of building a wall around Bob Avakian that makes clear, you want to f*** with him, you're going to have to come through us.
Well said. We want to take you now back into the program from last Sunday. There was a lot of intense back and forth with the audience, which we can't fit into today's show, but you'll get some sense of what this was when you hear the responses we are about to share, first from Leo and then from Raphael.
If you look around this country, Black people in this country have to live with a death sentence over their head. At any time, can be murdered at the hands of the police, whether you're asleep on a couch, whether you're sleeping in your car in the Taco Bell parking lot, whether you're walking across the street for a sandwich, and it expands even larger than that, getting into the white supremacy, if you're going home with an Arizona and some Skittles, if you're shopping for groceries and a Family Dollar. The most violent thing to Black people in this country is this country and this system that's woven with white supremacy. This title is getting at a truth, okay? Because it also says it's nonsense and worse from people who should know better. Of course people are outraged. But if you're striving for a better way, and you don't actually realize who your enemy is, if you don't actually see that it's this system that has no future for Black people, that has no future for our youth, then you will go along with this system's ways of thinking. What we're calling on is people to actually break out of that and raise their sights. Actually join with our brothers and sisters from Central and South America to actually go up against this system, to take it down and to replace it with something different. Well, look, there's a few fundamental questions. There's the recognition that this is a system. There's people losing their allegiance to this country and this empire. I mean, the brother here said he was a Black American. I don't go around calling myself a Black American. I might be Black in America, but I do not call myself a Black American. I hold no allegiance to this country. I've burned a number of different flags. I've ripped even more. I'll gladly do it again. Because this country was founded on slavery, it was founded on genocide, and it was founded on theft of land and war. This country can only be a criminal empire. And this country sits atop a worldwide empire of exploitation and oppression, where people's comfortability, the goodies we get, rest on the exploitation of people around the world. And I refuse to tolerate that. And that's part of why I'm here with the RevComs, organizing every day for a revolution to actually get rid of this system and replace it with something radically different. Well, yes, we will invite other people from other countries to be a part of that revolution and actually transforming society. I have no allegiance to these borders. These borders are not sacred. Okay, this is stolen land. Hundreds of millions of people have been murdered at the hands of the U.S. in building this empire up. Only some of the atrocities were mentioned. Slavery, the Holocaust, the genocide of the native people, bombs dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, the bombing of the MOVE massacre, Tulsa, Oklahoma, hell.
Where is it?
Yeah, just a few years after Tulsa, Oklahoma, they say was the best years for black people. What kind of bullshit is that?
Two quick points. One is, you heard someone saying that immigrants are being given $5,000 Visa cards and all this, right? That's a lie. It's not true. It's actually something that was started by a Trump-supporting Republican, I think, governor or senator in Arizona, and it spread viral all over the internet, right? You can't believe everything you hear on the internet, by the way, people. So we're going to be coming out with a fact sheet on RevCon.us on our website about Chicago and immigrants from Venezuela. You can learn the truth about it, right? These immigrants from Venezuela, like Carl has said, you know, what has the government been giving them? Nothing but hell, to be honest. You know, in Venezuela right now, for people that don't know, one-third of children are facing hunger, malnutrition. One-third of children. A quarter of the population has already had to leave the country. And why is it? It's because the United States is strangling the economy of that country. They're cutting off Venezuela's ability to trade their oil. So people are starving in that country. The U.S. is responsible. People go on this trek, like Carl was saying, through the jungle and the desert, and they get here after 3 months walking. 3 months walking. That's what, ask any of these Venezuelans what they've been through. They'll tell you straight up what they've been through. Women are getting raped along the way. And then they get here and the governor, they're not trying to come to Chicago and take your job. They're trying to survive and feed their family. They come here and to Texas and they get shipped to Chicago. They're sleeping on the floors of these hotels and the police stations and the schools, sleeping on the floors or in tents outside. Then the government puts them up in shelters just so, you know, they can have a roof over their head during the winter and everything. And now they give them a little bit of housing voucher so they can get them out for 60, you know, for 3 months. You know, so they can get them out of the shelters. That's what this government has done. It's crumbs after this government destroyed their homelands. The other thing I wanted to say about this is that there are, you know, that's just one lie that's being spread. Did people hear about 61st and King? Elon Musk, the fascist, Trump-supporting billionaire, put out a tweet saying that 32 armed Venezuelan migrants had taken over the housing complex at 61st and King. This was complete bullshit. Complete bullshit. It was a lie. And people over in that complex had all their, you know, friends, relatives calling from all over the country. Hey, what's up? Are you okay? I heard the migrants are taking over your complex. It was a complete lie. Just like what they said about Aurora, Colorado. Oh, all these migrants are taking over the building down there. They are playing you. You know, that complex is mostly black people. They've recently had some migrants move in. They are intentionally. This is their strategy. The Republican Party right now is making their main election strategy and strategy overall. First, we're going to go after the immigrants. That's how we're going to win over all these white people. And that's how we're going to win over a bunch of black people. But that's just who they're going after first. First, we go after the immigrants. Then they're going to go after black people. They're already going after women's rights and gay rights, like Leo was talking about. These MAGA, black MAGA people going after immigrants are like the Jews maybe in Nazi Germany who were glad that first they came after the communists, and then they went after the Jewish people right after that. And don't think Trump won't do the same type of thing. So one other quick point I want to make is that People have talked about how black people have been through hell in this country for hundreds of years. The question is, where do you go from there? What's your response to that? Is your response, we've been f***ed over, so now I'm trying to get mine and I don't care who else I step on? Or is your response, let's get to the root of this. Why have black people suffered? What does it have to do with the system? The same system that's making all these other people suffer. Let's get together and overthrow this motherfucker. Let's overthrow this system instead of getting pitted like this. That's what Bob Bavakian is arguing for. You know, and I just want to say there is a very important lesson in the history of the Jewish people. My family's Jewish, right? They fled from Poland, Eastern Europe, when Jewish people were getting mass exterminated. They were getting lynched. They had these things called pogroms, which is basically like the European version of the KKK, who would ride into Jewish villages and just start murdering Jews. You know, poor peasants and stuff. My family fled from that. A lot of the family that stuck around, they ended up getting killed in the Holocaust. Now, Jewish people went through hell also, like black people, have been through hell in Europe, right? And then the question is it we've been f***ed over, so now it's our turn to take power and we don't care who else we step on? Because that's what the people who founded the State of Israel did. They said, Jewish people have been through the Holocaust, now it's our turn. And we don't care who else gets in our way. And look at what Israel's doing right now. They are mass murdering little babies. As Bob Avakian says, oppressed people are capable of great things, but they're also capable of terrible things. That's why Bob Avakian and the RevComs don't kiss anyone's ass. We see the potential of oppressed people. We see the potential of black people to be fighters for revolution. And that's why we struggle when people are caught up in some bullshit. Just like if your best friend was caught up in some bullshit, you'd struggle with them. You say, hey, you do an intervention. This is an intervention, because there's, like Leo said, way too many people who should know better caught up in some bullshit. Okay, go ahead.
White supremacy and capitalism. They have been completely interwoven and tightly stitched together through the whole development of this country down to today. To attempt to really put an end to white supremacy while maintaining the system of capitalism would tear the entire fabric of the country apart. White supremacy and capitalism. It is not possible to overcome and finally abolish the one without overthrowing and finally abolishing the other.
So now we're going to hear from Bob Avakian directly on what he is an advocate for. This is an excerpt from a dialogue that he did in 2014 with Cornel West, Revolution and Religion, The Fight for Emancipation and the Role of Religion. The event was held in Riverside Church in New York to a packed house of 2,000 people. You can watch the full dialogue on this channel. For more on what we mean by BA being heart and soul and hardcore for revolution, watch this.
Some people say, well, you're an advocate of violence. We can't have nothing to do with you. We can only deal with you if you renounce violence. Let me tell you what I am an advocate of. I am an advocate of ending oppression, exploitation, dehumanization, and degradation for people all over the world. I have spent most of my adult life actively working and fighting for this and wrangling in the level of theory and strategy to try to figure out how to actually fight through all the way and win. And it is on that basis that I have come to the conclusions that I have come to, that a revolution is needed, what kind of revolution it is, what it needs to aim for, and how we have to go about that. And I am not going to back off of that. But have you noticed that many of these people say, well, I can't have anything to do with you until you renounce violence? Don't say that to Barack Obama. Don't say that to Hillary Clinton. Don't say that to the Democratic Party. Don't say that to the U.S. government. Have you ever noticed? So let's talk about who are the real advocates and the real perpetrators of violence on a massive scale. First of all, this is a country founded on genocide and slavery, straight up. Huge numbers of Native Americans were slaughtered as their land was stolen, time after time, treaty after treaty broken. And then they were herded into concentration camps, those who remained, called reservations. Millions of Africans died in the passage from Africa to the Americas to be, and those who survived in the millions were enslaved, whipped, brutally beaten, driven. As I said in the book Basics, the very first statement, there would be no United States as we now know it today without slavery. That is a simple and basic truth. And it is a truth that too many people, especially white people, don't want to face up to. And it's time we faced up to it and the full implications and meaning of it. If you read the book recently published called The Half Has Never Been Told About Slavery by Edward E. Baptist, I don't know if he is a Baptist, but that's his name. He wrote this book called The Half Has Never Been Told, and there he gives life to the reality of what I just said, that we would have no United States as we now know it today without the brutal system of slavery. The former slave and tireless fighter against slavery and oppression, Frederick Douglass, said it exactly right. In the language of today, he said, yes, the USA is number one. With its brutal and depraved system of slavery, it is number one in the world in barbaric treatment of people and disgusting lies to cover up and justify this slavery. Or in the words of Frederick Douglass himself, the United States, in a speech he gave on July 4th, very appropriately, 1852, the United States is guilty of crimes which, as he put it, would disgrace a nation of savages. And he went on, for revolting barbarity and shameless hypocrisy, America reigns without a rival. And that is still true. But is there today any big-time bourgeois politician who will denounce the slave owners who are at the core of the founding fathers of this country? Will Hillary Clinton? Will Barack Obama? White supremacy has been woven into the foundation and the very structure of capitalism in this country from the beginning, into the capitalist democracy that we live under, which is a democracy on the terms, in the interests, and under the dictates of the capitalist class presiding over a system in which white supremacy is an integral and indispensable part without which they could not go on. Let's come closer to the present and just think about some of the violence advocated and carried out by the powers that be in this country. Just in the years 1950 to 1975, in Korea, Indonesia, and Vietnam, and other countries, they slaughtered nearly 10 million people, all with the aim of maintaining and expanding an empire of exploitation. And all this after they had already dropped atomic bombs on two Japanese cities at the end of World War II instantly incinerating much of the civilian populations and subjecting many who would survive to excruciating suffering. And they still uphold doing that. Try to find one of them who will denounce it as a crime against humanity. And they are still developing new generations of nuclear weapons. Yes, under Obama, who said we should move to abolish them, they are developing new generations of nuclear weapons with which they threaten the very existence of humanity. In 1967, I'm getting there. In 1967, Martin Luther King stood in this church, and in speaking out against the Vietnam War, he said, "My government, the government of the United States of America, is the greatest purveyor of violence in the world." He was right then, and it has remained true ever since that time. Bob Dylan, in one of his early great songs, "A Hard Rain's Gonna Fall," talked about going where the executioner's face is always well hidden. That's here. The executioner's face is always well hidden, but it's hidden in plain sight. Everybody sees the people who run the country, but they don't want to see that they are mass executioners. Everybody talks about, oh, Iran, it's a terrible place, run by terrible Islamic fundamentalists, and it is, and they are. But nobody talks about what the U.S. did in overthrowing a popular government in Iran in the 1950s and creating the conditions that made it more favorable for horrific Islamic fundamentalists to come to power in Iran. They talk about ISIS and Osama bin Laden. They argue about who actually killed Osama bin Laden, writing books and arguing. But the fact is, as horrific as Osama bin Laden and ISIS are, as much as they are brutal oppressors, dehumanizing, degrading, viciously slaughtering people, they can only dream of doing this on the scale on which the government of this country has done it for decades and centuries. In just this country, since the year 2000, the police have executed thousands of our youth, overwhelmingly Black and Latino youth. And then they say, well, yes, but you know, there's all this violence among these youth. They're killing each other. This is true. Tens of thousands of our youth have died in this way in the past few decades. And this, too, has to stop. We have to stop it. But you're not going to stop it by telling them to be respectable and pull up their pants and act like good children. They know this system has nothing for them. They know it doesn't care about them, so they don't care. And we have to give them a vision, a program, and a way of standing up and fighting, and something to fight for that can make them want to change and take their anger and direct it where it needs to be directed. People say, well, if you fight in this way, you're going to become as bad as the people you're fighting against. Look at the Civil War. Civil War finally put an end to slavery. The Civil War finally put an end to slavery. And when they were fighting, hundreds of thousands of people died in the Civil War fighting in slavery. When they were allowed to do so, nearly 200,000 Black people joined in the fight to end slavery. In doing so, were they wrong in taking up arms to crush the system of slavery and the slave owners? did they become just the same and just as bad as the slave owners and the slave system? No, they did not.
You know, I stay in my own lane. You know, you think if there's a nuclear war, it won't touch your lane? I mean, come on, let's get f***ing serious around here. You know, you think if U.S. and China go to war, your lane is going to be somehow, I'm just going along in my lane. I mean, people need to wake up and get serious. This is a contest between oppressors, the world's leading oppressors, with the U.S. number one. Yes. USA number one oppressor and plunderer in the entire world for decades.
We want to now touch briefly on the big debate that went down between that deranged, fascist, habitual liar Donald Trump and the cool, calm, and ready to kill Kamala Harris. The way we want to do this is by playing something that Bob Avakian recently said in response to a question that we hear a lot when we go out and fight for revolution and spread Bob Avakian's leadership. We've been telling people, no Trump, no Harris, the whole damn system's got to go. And a lot of people ask us, well, is Bob Avakian running for president? Here is part of his answer from his social media dispatch, number 81.
Well, I am not running for president. And here are some fundamental reasons why I would not run for president and would never want to be president. I don't want to be a vicious exploiter and murderous oppressor of masses of people. I don't want to be a massive destroyer of the environment. And I don't want to drag humanity to the brink of destruction through the danger of a nuclear war. All for the purpose of maintaining the USA as the world's dominant capitalist imperialist power and the number one plunderer of people as well as the environment. That is the actual job description of president of this country, head of this American empire of exploitation, degradation, oppression, and massive destruction.
And that brings us to the end of another show here at the Michael Slate Show. I'd like to thank Andy Z and everybody at the Revolution Nothing Less Show, my assistant producer, Henry Carson, and all of you for tuning in. And again, check out the RevComs on YouTube at youtube.com/TheRevComs and follow at Bob Avakian Official on all your social media platforms. And remember, the problem is...